We are going to continue the hour by talking Mebane. It's this month's round of Positively Mebane, focusing on what's going on in that positively charming community. You can head online and visit positivelymebane.com for more information about what's going on, courtesy of the Public Information Office. Joined in the studio, as always, by Mebane Public Information Officer Kelly Hunter. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. And we've also got a special guest, the new fire chief for the city of Mebane, started this position back in December. Also kind of familiar in Chapel Hill because he worked with the Chapel Hill Fire Department for a long time before heading over to Mebane. John Wellens. Chief Wellens, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we'll get to Kelly in a couple of minutes, but I want to talk with you first, Chief Wellens, about your role with Mebane and what got you into it. Tell us about yourself, your background, how you got into firefighting in the first place.
So my dad is a firefighter. He just recently retired from his second career as a firefighter. And when I was a young boy, watching him going to the firehouse, hanging out with him and the guys, that's really where my interest picked up. When I was old enough to become into the junior program, that's what I did. And it took off from there. Graduated high school, started doing classes, got all that. My first career job was 18, directly out of high school, just south of Burlington, a little organization called E.M. Holt Fire Department.
Oh, yeah.
From there, I went to North Chatham, stayed there for 3 years, another great organization, and that's how I found out about Chapel Hill. Applied there in 2002, late in 2002, got hired in 2003, and stayed there for 21 years, and here I am. So, but it's a funny story, you know. On into that, my father, he retired from the City of Mebane Fire Department. He put in 25 years there. So I got to volunteer with him there at the end of his career. I finally moved into the city limits of their district in 2015. So I got to hang out with him for a little bit. But yeah, it's awesome. That's how I got into it.
How? What is it about the Mebane job that attracted you to it?
So it was. As I was growing up, my dad working there, you know, he was Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 as a firefighter, and then he got put on, as they grow, they got started working 24-hour shifts, and we would go by and visit, and just watching that fire department grow and the camaraderie and the family atmosphere and that fire department just provided, along with many others, it piqued my interest. Mm. But while my father was working there, when I got to the point where I could have a career, I expanded and I got other jobs, and when he retired, I never thought that, you know, well, my career would change. I was thinking I would be
right.
Chapel Hill for life. And when we got to the point of, you know, Chief Lewis retiring, I was like, well, Dad's retired. He's no longer there. It's an opportunity. I love the fire department. I started, I started volunteering there in 2015, and I was like, man, this would be a great, great opportunity. And I took a shot, and here
I am. Sounds good.
So I'm very, very excited, very, very happy.
What is it like being chief? What's good about it? What's the challenge? What's unexpected? What did you not expect going in?
So I would tell you, for me, I had been on shift my entire career until probably I went 8 to 5 administration in Chapel Hill in April of 2023. So I'd never known the administration life. And I fulfilled the role of Assistant Chief of Operations for Chapel Hill. And now being the chief, the 8 to 5 thing, when people think you go home at 5 o'clock, it's not really the case. Yeah, you may go home, but it's amazing to me.
I, in fairness, assume that firefighters do not go home at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, no.
Unless 5 o'clock means 5 a.m.
Yeah, so no, it's our shift folks are there for 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also have volunteers, and, you know, they respond in the afternoons, evenings, whenever they're available to. It's never just Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. There's always something to do, always a meeting somewhere, something like that. That was not a surprise, but learning as you go type thing.
Speaking with John Willens, new fire chief in the city of Mebane, going over there from Chapel Hill, where he was working in the fire department for 20-plus years. We've also got Kelly Hunter here in the studio, public information officer for the city of Mebane. Again, positivelymebane.com is the website for the public information office. A lot of information about the city there. What's going on, Kelly, in Mebane that folks should know about?
Yeah, so we just honored our retired water resource recovery director, and that was Dennis Hodge. He came and was honored during our February City Council meeting. He served the Mebane community for 48 years, so wow. For a long time. He came for a few years, worked, and then left, and then came back, and then stayed for 20-plus years. And during those years, he was dedicated to advancing the environmental practices with emphasis on wastewater treatment and nutrient management. He earned the distinction of a formal commendation from the Environmental Protection Agency for a nationwide valuable study. So he was very valuable, and he did a lot of great things, and he set us up for success, which is amazing. And now we have John Dotson in that role, and he is doing great things so far as well. So super excited with where that's gotten us. But otherwise, you know, this month was not as crazy as last month.
Good.
Since Bucky's came. So that was nice for a change, a little bit slower pace. But otherwise, we just wanted to remind people that the chlorine burnout is still going on, and that's going to last until April 18th. You will notice temporary color, taste, or odor differences in the water. That's completely normal. It's a part of the treatment process. But if you do have any questions or concerns, you can contact the Graham Mebane Water Treatment Facility at 3264, and they can direct or assist you with any of your questions. We also want to let people know that the City of Mebane Recreation and Parks Department has a full-time job open right now. They're seeking a full-time recreation program coordinator responsible for planning and executing our special events and programs. So when you think of our July 4th celebration or our extravaganza bunny hop,
yep,
or the farmer's market, this is all things that you would be helping play a vital role in instrumenting, putting together, executing, hiring the vendors. You're very intricate in all of that. So if you, the position involves leading, planning, and overseeing non-athletic programs. So applications will close on Monday, February 12th, next week. You can apply online at the cityofmebanenc.gov/employment-opportunities. So we really hope if that interests you, you come out and you apply, and we would love to have everybody come see what Mebane's all about.
And the Recreation and Parks Department is responsible for putting a lot of really cool events. And speaking of which, there's one coming up on Friday, right?
Yes. So this one is actually, this was done by our DMDC, which is the Downtown Mebane Development Corporation, and our downtown businesses. And this upcoming Friday, we call it a Cupid Shuffle, and it's going to take place from 5 to 8 p.m. downtown. You can come out and shuffle the streets of Mebane with your besties for a fun-filled ladies' night or a gentleman's night. You know, nothing better than an evening of shopping, dining, sipping, and dancing in our positively charming downtown. We also want to let everybody know that coming up on April 26th and April 27th is the annual Dogwood Festival. So this will be our 36th year doing it. It's hosted by the Mebane Business Association, and it is the longest running street festival in Alamance County.
Wow.
So that's really cool. It's going to feature starting on Friday. It starts off with a golf tournament at 9 a.m. So if you're an avid golfer, sign up. It'll be lots of fun. And it's followed by our 5K race at 6:35 p.m. And then we will have a main stage headliner, which is the Mason Lovett Band, and they'll be performing from 6 until about 10 o'clock p.m. There'll be carnival rides for the kids, a movie showing as well, and food vendors will also be available. Then on Saturday, the festival is going to begin at 10 a.m. and end at 7. We're going to have food, arts, carnival rides, craft vendors. Of course, we always do an annual car show, so if you have a vintage classic car you would like to be featured, sign up to put it in there. And there's also going to be a beer garden. This is the second year they'll be doing the beer garden. So it was a big hit last year, and so we brought it back. And there'll be multiple stages offering a variety of different entertainment for all age levels.
And
so
again,
come on out, everybody. It should be a really good time. And again, that's April 26th and April 27th.
And again, you can get more information about ongoing and upcoming happenings in and around the city of Mebane at positivelymebane.com. Go there and find out more. Speaking with Kelly Hunter, we've also got John Willens here in the studio, the new fire chief. And Chief Willens, I'll wrap up with you talking about your career as as a firefighter, not just as chief of the department in Mebane. What's one thing that you've learned being a firefighter that you think everyone should know?
I would say that when it comes to people, mm-hmm. I have learned a lot by just listening and patience. And I think if I would have knew that as a younger firefighter, it would have been a tremendous help. So, I like to take the time to get to know the mm-hmm. people that I work with. And what is their story? You know, what makes them click and move and forward and stuff like that. So I would say really just getting to know your people. And that's where your investment is. That's our most valuable asset. So.
Super glad that we got to know you over the last few minutes. Again, positivelymebane.com is the website for the City of Mebane Public Information Office. Go there and find out more. Mebane is a positively charming city, and you can find out a whole lot more on the website. Chief Wellens, Kelly Hunter, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.